I just hear the Lord saying we're entering into days of unusual times. Unusual times to the flesh. Unusual times to the church. He said, these are times where my spirit will move in ways that many will not understand. Some will mock. But he says, during this time, I will be doing unusual miracles. And many things that people have struggled with in their flesh for years and even decades will begin to find freedom and relief as my spirit moves in an unusual manner and I'm able to go beyond those obstacles that have come up in your soul, says the Lord. I am able to move in times like this. And in times coming up, I will move in ways by my spirit that will affect your soul in an unusual manner to where I'm able to perform miracles and remove obstacles that have taken decades of opposition. And sometimes even there have been counseling and other things trying to overcome certain difficulties, the Lord says, I will be removing them in a miraculous way. And there will be those who will come in with the problem and go home without it. For there's even some, says the Lord, that you've fought with obstacles in your flesh. You fought with things that the enemy has brought against you. And he says that he's pouring out a grace now that you can receive and that you can begin the process of walking out of that situation. It's not that you haven't already been in the process of doing it, says the Lord. But I'm coming in an unusual manner to bring the necessary things that will bring you out of that situation and into peace and into freedom and into the fullness of what I have designed you to function in. So release yourself unto me. Just surrender all that you have held on to and all that you've been trying to do. Surrender it to me. Receive my peace. Receive my grace. And you'll see that it won't be long from now that I will move in unusual ways, not only in this place, but in even private times with my people, says the Lord. I will move in unusual ways by my spirit, and you'll receive a grace and an anointing to produce miracles that will remove obstacles in the realms of the soul that will cause you to walk in a place of peace, in a place of confidence, in a place of knowing that all that I've said about this place, all that I've said about your call, all that I've said about who you are will become reality not only in your spirit, but even into your soul, says the Lord.